finished giving you the formula that I use basically to work any site. What I'm my main goal, I actually didn't mention this before, but my main goal is to start developing sites that really take care of themselves. So really the site's working on autopilot, and online is pretty much, I would say, the only way that you can actually do this type of site. And the formula that I'm doing now is you know, get on to be able to use Google AdWords basically to generate the bulk of the traffic. And what we were talking about before is the system that I go through, and we're using the palmistrysecrets.com website as an example. What I've got to now is I've got two very effective ads that run on Google AdWords for that, and it's working quite well. Then we got to a website which, admittedly, you know, I'm not a good copywriter. I do the best I can, and then just tweak it until I find out what actually, you know, what works. So I've got the AdWords working. The sales letter for the website was not working, so I switched it over to a sign-up form where I'm giving away two free chapters of this Palmistry Secrets ebook. That started working, so I've now got Google AdWords with a 4.1% click-through ratio. Then that goes to a sign-up form, which is collecting approximately 30% of the people who are clicking through are signing up for the form. Then that form goes to an autoresponder, which has 12 messages. And it's not the first time I've marketed the Palmistry book, so it's a little bit unfair to say it's absolutely the very first, but it's the first time that I've actually put some time into, you know, working on the marketing process. So I know from previous experience that the messages in the autoresponder are working quite well to actually sell the product. So my main goal is now to get the Google AdWords, you know, driving traffic to the site, get people to sign up, go through the autoresponder sequence, and then it gets sold through ClickBank and delivered through the system, so that theoretically I will have nothing to do with the site once I've got everything, you know, kind of optimized and working properly. Right. So that's where I want to get to, is just basically develop these kind of sites here and there. And, you know, if I can have a site that's making $1,000 a month, that's great. You know, and then if it's not taking any time, I can go on and develop more and more and more sites. So if I have, you know, 10 or 20 of these sites, then you have a decent income.
Definitely.
So that's kind of where I'm working at going, or that's the direction I'm going. But the whole point of that was the actual formula that I used with the Palmistry book is the formula that I also used with the Business Professional. Not exactly the same outlets, like we're not using AdWords for the Business Professional, but the same type of thing. You find out, you know, what do you do in marketing that's working, and it's driving, you know, it's driving traffic to the site, but ooh, you know, the sales letter's not working. Tweak it, work with it, massage it. At one point, I hired a copywriter to go ahead and do copy on one of the sites, and once you get the copy working really well, then get the back end sales plugged in, and it just kind of works, you know, in the same cycle. You just do the same formula again and again. So that's basically what I did with the Business Professional. At the same time, kind of use the same formula. The only reason I'm telling you about Palmistry Secrets is it's more fresh in my mind, because I haven't actually done the marketing side of the Business Professional so much for about a year and a half. So,
well, but then what you're saying, I mean, basically, is that, you know, your formula, it obviously appears to be working pretty well.
Yeah, you know, it's and again, I mean, I'm not an original person. I've kind of cut and paste it from lots of different, you know, reading that I've done. You know, one person finds this works, and then something else works here, and then just kind of put together the little formula.
Well, that's good news for the beginning marketer, you know, online. I mean, you can actually get online and get started in a relatively short amount of time, and, you know, go to places like the Business Professional and the Marketing Professional and just chop your learning curve tremendously.
Absolutely.
You know, speed up your success.
You know what I find is really exciting, and this is something that didn't exist when I first started, is the speed that you can actually do it online now. If you can get into Google AdWords and get a couple of ads that work and they're pulling in traffic, I mean, I have within, I guess it would be about the last 48 hours, I've been able to run through a campaign that brought in 1,000 clicks and made no sales. Then I've adjusted things, and in the last few hours, we've got 163 clicks and 49 people signed up, or something like that.
Right.
So it's one of those things that you can tweak and change and move things around almost on an hourly basis and see what's working and you know, get things to go like that. So absolutely, I mean, people can get online, and I would have to say probably one of the biggest things that I would if somebody's getting online and it's the first time in business. They're kind of new online. Don't expect things to happen, you know, like they do from the people that you hear, like myself. That, I mean, I've been marketing since 1991, and I've been online since 2001. So, don't compare yourself to the results that I'm talking about.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you go out and write your first Google AdWord, it's probably going to fail, unless you really know what you're doing. You've been in marketing. I mean, I've been there. I've written so many Google AdWords that pull in nothing. You know, I'm totally excited, you know, when I get a Google AdWord that was up to like 0.5% click-through ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody comes online, you know, don't compare yourself to people who have been online for a while. You know, do your best. Go learn as much as you possibly can. Do your best and don't beat yourself up. I mean, be happy. If you get, you know, if you get out there and you know, you get a thousand clicks to your website and you make one sale, be happy about your sale. You know, for me, I'm disappointed because I think, you know, I should be doing better than this. But
right.
You know, and don't be afraid to spend a little bit of money. You know, there's a lot of misconception that everything online is free or low cost, and it is. I mean, it is a lot of it is free and low cost. But don't be afraid to spend some money. I mean, it cost me in the last 2 days $112 for a Google AdWords campaign that brought in 1,000 clicks and one sale, and the second kick at the can, I've spent. What did I end up spending? $12, and I got 163 click-throughs and 49 sign-ups, and it ended up, I think, I don't have my calculations in front of me right now, but I think it's costing me something like 23 cents per sign-up.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's one of those things that you take a look at it and think, I mean, my comparison is from the offline world.
Yeah.
You know, I've run campaigns that, you know, I spend $1,000 and make two sales and they're $50 products.
Right.
So, you know, to be able to get in and spend, you know, a little bit of money, maybe it's going to cost 20 or 30 cents per sign up. You know, it's much simpler and it's a lot cheaper than doing it offline. So that's where my comparison comes from somebody coming online and thinking, you know, well, I could buy like, you know, a list of people for 1 cent each,
right.
You know, and you're spending 30 cents, you know, to get one person, you know, it's a bit of a different perspective, but it's also a much different quality of person, but that's another topic.
Yeah, definitely, but and that too was. I mean, I'm glad you put that into perspective because that was one of the reasons why also that I sought you out is because of your, you know, your traditional beginnings in marketing offline. You know, I mean, that's I really think that that's key. You know, you can take virtually anybody and get them started online, but for them to just get started on their own, you know, they're really not going to have the instincts per se on which way they need to go or what they need to tweak here and there. You really do need to have a good grasp of the marketing world and how things work in order to really, really, you know, turn up the level of success that you experience.
Exactly, and I think that was one of the main goals when I started the Business Professional as well, is to give somebody an easy way to cut the learning curve right down. You know, if you, for example, you think, hey, you know, I want to try Google AdWords. You know, you go in there, listen to Perry Marshall. You know, I think he's like 30 or 40 minute interview that I did with him, and you've got a really good basis to start a Google AdWords campaign. And,
right.
You know, in there as well, the majority of the people that I've actually interviewed have their own products. So, you know, with Perry Marshall, his ebook is called The Definitive Guide to Google AdWords.
Yep.
So, you know, you listen to the interview, get the basics of what he's talking about, learn it, and then when you want to take the step to the next level, then you go and get his ebook and get all the details and get in there and you know, tweak and get things going. So, I mean, that's the whole basis of the Business Professional, and I believe that the same with the Marketing Professional that you're doing, where it's really help people take the learning curve that is absolutely huge. I mean, you get online and, oh my God, you know, where the heck do you turn?
Yep.
You get into either your site or my site and you know, basically somebody who has no experience in business, has no experience in marketing, can come in and get the basics, really start at the basics and work your way right up to becoming a, you know, an expert in whatever field you choose, that, you know, within the range of topics that we have.
Definitely. Well, I was looking at your website, you know, again, and I think I may have the numbers right. If I don't, then correct me, but I've totaled it up, and I think there's over $1,600 worth of benefits and bonuses right up front that anybody can see when they go to thebusinessprofessional.com. So,
cool.
Being a business professional member is definitely money well spent, but what is your personal favorite feature from the business professional, and then tell us why?
I'd have to say the interviews. I think, I guess from two perspectives. Number one, I'm very proud of the interviews that I've done. A lot of it, I'm proud of it because there's a wealth of information there that somebody can just, you know, sink their teeth into, and, you know, you could spend a couple of days in there and you basically come out with a real good basis to start building a business or start building your marketing on a business that you already have. So I'm proud of the interviews in that respect, and that the information that's there is, I feel, is very high quality information. The other side of the interviews is it's simply something I absolutely love doing. If you meet me, I'm one of these people that doesn't really shut up. I like talking to people. I think one of the most exciting things is you know, really talking to people, getting to know somebody, networking. And I don't think I've really ever met anybody who I thought was a useless person, as far as somebody who could possibly be an asset in one aspect or another aspect of my life, whether it's in on a business level or social level. And I mean, I'm one of these people that it's kind of I like working with people on a one-to-one basis. I'm probably one of the worst networking people in a crowd. I don't like going to parties where I don't know anybody, or I only know like one or two people.
Sure.
I'm really bad in crowds. I don't network well in crowds. I do network really well if I sit down beside somebody on the train, for example.
Yep.
And that sounds really strange in the U.S. Nobody takes a train in the States, but here in Europe, everybody takes a train.
Yeah.
So I sit down beside somebody in the train, and there's always something that you can start chatting about. So one-on-one, I'm really good. In groups, I'm really bad. You know, if you see me at a marketing seminar or business seminar, I'm not the person, you know, who's up being real social with people unless somebody comes over to me. You know, I'll go and meet somebody one-to-one, that kind of thing, but not in a big group. But I love public speaking. I mean, I would love to be speaking at one of these seminars.
Sure.
Looking at all these people, but I'm not the kind of person who kind of mingles around and goes and talks to people. So, all
right,
that's where the big long explanation of the interviews is my favorite part of it.
Yeah, that's cool. You shared, you know, some more about you, and I really think that any insight that people can get into, you know, people that are doing great things is a way to model. So I mean, you're sharing some great success principles about yourself that other people can model, and that's tremendous.
Well, you know what I think is really kind of unique is, and you kind of touched on it as well, is, I mean, I'm your average guy. I'm an average guy. I'm in my home office, which is, what are we, probably like three, I have to do, go from meters to feet. It's like maybe 10 by 10 or 12 by 12, about the size of a normal bedroom,
right,
type thing. That's my office, and it's totally comfortable. You know, it's in my basement. It's nothing extravagant. You know, this is me. I'm just like a normal average guy. And you know, like you said, you know, there's some things that I've done that you feel comfortable, you know, following what I've done. And you know, then you look up to me as a mentor, as I look up to, you know, guys who are in exactly the same position that I've, like David Valliere has been a huge mentor for me.
Right.
And it's the same thing. He's got a bedroom in his house that he uses. That's his office. He's got his own home office. And, you know, we're really, the majority of us are just average, ordinary, everyday guys, you know, that are just out there, you know, doing what we like to do. And I think, you know, that's that's a huge thing. I mean, you look at some people online and you think, wow, this guy's just doing a phenomenal job, and you know, there are a lot of people that are doing phenomenal jobs, and the amount of money that you can make online is absolutely phenomenal. But I think that the beautiful thing is you're not stuck up in an ivory tower. You're not an untouchable. I mean, we're all, you know, you walk down the street, you know, you're the same average guy as everybody else walking down the street.
Yeah.
So it's, and I think that's one of the nice things about, you know, being online and doing the interviews is you actually, the people that that you would think, you know, probably wouldn't have the time of day for you, will sit down and talk to you for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the big thing I like with doing that. So and the interviews, I love talking to people. So there's, hands down, the interviews is my favorite part of the site.
All right. Well, you add new content, you know, each month, which is something that I definitely like. You know, you said that before when you, you know, do websites, you like to keep them updated and not stagnant. So with that being said, can you tell us some of the projects that you've got on tap for the upcoming month, something that people might, you know, might give them a little bit more incentive to go check out the Business Professional?
No.
Okay. Hey,
I'm just kidding. I also have a sense of humor.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, actually, what we're doing right now is we're working, like you said. I mean, the site's fluid. We keep doing things, you know, kind of moving things around and keeping things moving in the right direction. But
yeah,
what we're doing is revamping the site because what we've done is in the past is put a lot of kind of coming soon, because we come up with this great idea. You know, let's do this. And we're going to work on that, and then, you know, you put coming soon, we're going to have this, and then, you know, you kind of, it's one of those projects that kind of gets put on the back burner, and then there's a coming soon for, you know, 4 months, and you think, well, you know, geez, you know, that is still coming soon, but I'm just not sure when it's going to get there. So what we're going to do is basically go in and clean up the site and take down all the coming soon stuff, and when we get it ready, then put it in. So that's one of the things we're working on. If you're in the site and you see a coming soon thing, it is coming soon. I just don't know when. But there's, yeah, I mean, we're cleaning up that areas, and coming up, I'm going to do some a lot more interviews, where I've got some exciting interviews lined up for the next couple of months, that there should be some good fun updates coming up. Right. I can't say who exactly the interviews are, because I've got it's one of those coming soon things. I've got the idea. I know who the people are that I want to talk to. I just don't know how easily they're going to be accessible, because I've kind of, I've got some people that are kind of inaccessible. Like I was saying, you know, I get online and everybody's accessible. Some of the offline guys who I want to talk to are a little less accessible. So I've, you know, that's some of the stuff. Just one example of somebody that I'm a huge Robert Kiyosaki fan. The Rich Dad. He wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad, and he's got that total series of books. Absolutely phenomenal. I'm probably about halfway through his whole series of Rich Dad books. So I would love to interview Robert Kiyosaki, and he seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the upcoming ones that I'm crossing my fingers. I can't say yes, I'm going to have a Robert Kiyosaki interview on the site, but I'm going to try my absolute best to get a Robert Kiyosaki on there.
That's great.
I'm sifting through all my resale rights that I've got, that I've collected, and I'm still collecting. So there's going to be some more resale rights stuff on there, because I find that's pretty exciting too, the resale rights stuff. I like that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the main areas that are coming up. And anything that I find that you know, that I think is going to be helpful, I put in my little black book area where all the links to websites that I use. So I try to keep it updated and fluid as much as possible.
Cool. I'd like to ask you a few marketing related questions in reference to your experience building the Business Professional, and I'm going to make you go back here. When you were first getting started, you know, when you were first creating the site, and you know, you have the concept down of what you want to do and everything. Mm-hmm. What ideals or concepts did you have that guided you into actually taking the ideas, maybe drafting it out on paper, but then finally getting it created on the internet itself?
That's a good question, and
good.
A really big question.
Yeah, I know.
The basis, really, of the whole thing was, for me anyway, I found that there was an absolute glut of information online, and it, a lot of it was coming from people who would pretend to be an expert and kind of know what they're talking about.
Right.
And a lot of it ended up being smoke and mirrors. And I think that's, a lot of people get frustrated by that. You know, you come on and you find somebody that you think probably knows what they're talking about, they seem to know what they're talking about, and then you put their principles into, or their theories into action, and nothing seems to work.
Right.
You know, even if you follow word for word exactly what they're saying, it, you know, and then you kind of, you quickly find out, okay, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really don't know what they're doing. They're, you know, they go on and you get onto a website that says, you know, that's going to show you how to make, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month. And when you actually do a little bit of digging, you know, the guy's not making 10 cents a month. So, you know, there's that kind of thing. I found that was really, it was difficult, especially at the first, to know who is, you know, who are the people who are actually doing it online, who are actually making money and not just lying about it.
Right.
So that was, I mean, that really, a lot of it is in the business opportunity field. And so my really, one of the main reasons for starting the business professional was to go out and find the people who are actually making money online, who are really doing the business, and some of them are making money offline. I haven't just kind of stuck to the online side of things. I've also talked to people who are doing the online side of things, or the offline side of things.
Yeah.
So we've got a good mix there. But that was one of the things, is really kind of start to dig and find the people who are successful, not just the ones that say they're successful. And I've had, you know, countless people approach me with products that you know, they want me to market. That's like a $30 ebook and all that kind of stuff. And you really run an acid test on it and see, you know, does this stuff work or does it not? And you'd be surprised how much stuff is out there. Well, you probably won't be surprised because you've been online for a while. You know it.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so much stuff out there that's just smoke and mirrors, to say it politely.
No, you're right. And it's evident, you know.
Yeah, it does. But it's not evident up front. It's when you first come online and you think, okay, you know, this is good stuff. I can go and do this. It's like my FFA and classified ads experiment, that kind of thing.
Right.
So you think it should work, but it doesn't at the time. So.